Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from Bologna, Italy, at the Cersei 24 show is Armando Caffiera, the Managing Director of Ceramics of Italy Trade Association. Armando, how you doing?
I'm fine, Kemp. Thank you for calling also this year. Hello from Bologna to all our listeners.
So this is the 41st edition of the Cersei show. Cersei is the largest tile show in the world. One of your roles as the managing director of the Italian Trade Association is to also manage this show. Tell us, I understand it's crowded. Normally you track about 100,000 people. I know it's too soon to know what you've got there now, but tell me how it's pacing compared to last year.
We have sold out all our exhibiting space this year, and aisles in the first day of the show looked pretty much full. Been talking with a number of exhibitors, and they were very satisfied with the quantity and quality of the attendance. It's great that the companies, both from the exhibiting and the visiting side, are coming here in Bologna.
We've been tracking the imports of tile into the United States. They're down just a little bit this year, but the Italians are still the number one importer of tile into the U.S. from a dollar perspective. I know you've got a press event in a few hours. What can you tell us about some of the highlights or news items from this year?
That's correct. What you were reporting, actually, also quantity-wise, exports from Italy to the U.S. were up in numbers in the first 6 months. And in dollar value, as you mentioned, we are still the leading exporting countries to the U.S. The U.S. market has always been very important to us. Say that even more in this period where the situation in Europe is a little bit lagging down or economic problems with some of our leading countries like Germany.
Just looking at the Italian economy, it's actually growing just a little bit. And you're doing better than the U.S. when it comes to inflation. So I know it's slow to come out of the negatives we've seen in the last few years, but the Italian economy is okay, isn't it?
I would say that particularly compared to the other European economies, in Italy the situation is doing well. As general indicators, you mentioned the GNP, but and the inflation rate. But also the employment situation is moving in the right direction. We are having some issues, I would say, in two kinds. One is environmental policies that we completely share the objectives at EU level, but the implementation is a bit ideological. This is driving up our costs, which are adding to the energy cost. On the other side, we have similar issues to the U.S. market, which is related to the imports in dumping from some countries like India.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we're still waiting to hear the decision on the anti-dumping case that the U.S. has presented.
The U.S. decision will be important also for us because the European Commission, the ruling body in Brussels, found that the imports from India in the European Union are dumped, but the dumping margin and the duties, the following duties that were recognized were far too low, in our opinion, to reestablish a level playing field on the market. Therefore, we are waiting with a great deal of attention the U.S. decision, because if there will be higher dumping duties against the imports from India will reopen the case also in Europe.
Okay. One of your roles, Armando, at this event is you're the master of ceremonies for many of the events. And I was curious, yesterday is when the show opened and you normally have some type of A&D presentation. Do you have some good attendance from the architects and designers this year?
And this is definitely the case. We have architects in the numbers of thousands that we expect to exceed the numbers of last year. Also because we are going to have Elezio Magistralis, a conference by Riken Yamamoto, who, as the listener would know, won the Pritzker Prize this year. We have a long tradition of having architectural Pritzker Prize here at Cersei. This will be the 13th, but Yamamoto is the first to come at Chersai in the same year that he has won this so important recognition.
All right. Let's talk about sustainability for a minute. I know it's very important in Europe, and we ran the news recently that Iris Group Ceramica has made some advancements with their hydrogen kiln. What other sustainability news is there this year?
The commitment to sustainability is part of the genetics of the Italian ceramics. Our record of investments also in energy efficiency and environmental issues scored always very high in the last 5 or 6 years. We exceeded 2 billion euros in investment many years, almost 10% in the ratio between investments and turnover. The challenges of decarbonization of reduce our impact when we look at the CO2 emissions. It's a pressing one. It's very felt by our companies. But I think we have to be realistic in that account. The project that you mentioned has other projects that are looking at other solutions like electrification of the kilns are now in the experimental phases. And the important thing is to give adequate time to our companies until the viable technological solutions will be available. This is not the case yet. So the best thing now is to work with natural gas and with energy efficiency, but keeping on researching. What we are struggling and we are presenting our case to the European Union is that to force solutions that are not available would only add cost, detract resources from investment and penalize our companies, which are among the best when it comes to environmental records compared to other production like the one from India that we were mentioning before, and they do not have our environmental and social standards.
Armando, 2 years ago, natural gas prices in Italy were 10 times the normal rate. How are they doing now this year?
Actually, the price came down substantially from that level that you were mentioning. And now we are about 40 euros for a megawatt hour. But this is still double the price level that we have had historically. I think it's 3 or 4 times more than our U.S. competitors and companies that have invested in the U.S. are actually paying. So we have a long way to do to be competitive in energy costs.
All right. So overall, the Chersai show, are you pleased with the performance this year so far?
First of all, we are very pleased that companies are investing such an amazing amount of resources in their booths. And believe me, Kemp, the level of the booths is improving year after year. We expect that also this year they are going to have a very good return from this investment. Judging from the first 2 days, the attendance is really great, and I would like to thank all the visitors and all the people that around the world are giving attention to Chersai.
Okay. Well, so I wasn't able to make it this year, but I sent Irene Williams, and we hope to be there next year.
I look forward to meeting Irene later on at the press conference this year. I look forward to having back in Bologna next year.
Okay, Armando, great to talk to you again. Been talking to Armando Caffiera, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.